This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. There's a growing call for the state to set limits on how much health care prices can rise in any year. The call came from many voices at state-run hearings on health care costs today, including from House and Senate leaders who are drafting the legislature's response to Governor Patrick's cost containment bill. Joining us to explain where things stand is WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Hey, Martha.
Hi, Sharon.
So we've seen widespread frustration with health insurance premiums going up every year, 3, 4, in some cases 10 times faster than the rate of inflation. Today, we have legislative leaders saying they're working on a bill that would set a cap on how fast rates can rise. What's their plan?
Well, their plan, broadly speaking, Sharon, in their words, is to offer something bold and aggressive. What they're aiming to do here is to set some kind of limit on how much prices can rise every year. They were very frustrated as they went to hearings around the state, and the insurers say, no, it's the hospital's fault. The hospitals say, no, it's the insurer's fault. So they're going to say, okay, you know what? Let's set something like 3.5% and say, if you have to go over that, there's going to be some trigger. But you will know that you have to stay at that level. The House Chairman of the Joint Committee on Healthcare Financing, Stephen Walsh, says he thinks something in the range of 3.5% would be achievable and predictable.
We look at a system that it's very clear what's expected to them. We want to achieve a certain goal within a certain period of time that will be negotiable. If you don't achieve that, perhaps that's when it should trigger an intervention to help move the market in the direction that we think it needs to go to increase quality but save money.
Now, Sharon, you'll remember that the governor wants to do that by putting a lot of health care providers on a budget, this sort of global
right.
payment plan. Chairman Walsh says he's not sure that that's definitely the way to get there, but that would be one option.
So how does this potential legislative plan seem to differ from Governor Patrick's plan?
What Governor Patrick had proposed doing, Sharon, was to tell the Commissioner of Insurance that he or she could review the contracts that come in, say, between Massachusetts General and Blue Cross, and say, no, that's too high. You can't sign a contract that will increase prices that much. And then they would have to go back to the drawing board. But they wouldn't know exactly what the threshold was. It would be very uncertain.
Now, consumer and employer groups have been calling for more control over prices, but hospitals and some insurers actually say that would be a dangerous move. Why is that?
They are worried that right now we have a system where doctors are paid little bits here and there, maybe for one x-ray. They might see a patient for just one piece of the condition. So they can't be responsible for the total cost of a patient's care. Here's what Lynn Nicholas, who's the president of the Hospital Association, says.
And until we have a payment system that pays differently so that you're really managing total medical expense, it would be very premature to put caps on a broken system.
So she's saying there, Sharon, that if we do move to a global payment type system where we're managing all of a patient's costs, then you can hold somebody responsible for how well they manage all the costs. But you can't hold them responsible for just managing a little piece of that.
Does the global payment system involve its own new bureaucracy, or would it?
Well, it would be very likely that it would cause a lot of change in the healthcare system because your individual doctor can't be a standalone practitioner anymore. He or she will probably have to join some larger group. That's starting to take place in the healthcare system now. It's not settled by any means.
Well, there's a lot of there's been a flurry of activity, I guess you could say, about healthcare costs lately. With these state hearings going through Thursday, we've had a series of reports on what's driving healthcare costs. There's a commission meeting on an expedited schedule this summer. Are we going to see some big changes soon, or is this going to drag on for quite some time?
You would think that we would see some changes with all of the activity that's underway. What's likely is that we will see a bill in the fall or maybe in the winter from the legislature.
Martha Biebinger, thank you very much for enlightening us.
Thank you.
WBUR reporter Martha Biebinger.